It's Crazy Money Day. Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Tucked in the back of the Old Testament is a remarkable story of God's provision for a woman in a desperate situation. In 2 Kings chapter 4, we read, "Now the wife of one of the sons of the prophets cried to Elisha, 'Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that your servant feared the Lord. But the creditors come to take my two children to be his slaves.' And Elisha said to her, 'What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house?' And she said, 'Your servant has nothing in the house except a jar of oil.' Then he said, 'Go outside, borrow vessels from all your neighbors, empty vessels and not too few. Then go in and shut the door behind yourself and your sons, and pour into all these vessels. And when one is full, set it aside.' So she went from him and shut the door behind herself and her sons. And as she poured, they brought the vessels to her. When the vessels were full, she said to her son, 'Bring me another vessel.' And he said to her, 'There's not another.' Then the oil stopped flowing. She came and told the man of God, and he said, 'Go, sell the oil and pay your debts, and you and your sons can live on the rest.'" This is the account of God performing a financial miracle. But it's not crazy. Remember that God did not put money in her jar. The widow had to ask her neighbors for help by borrowing their jars, then selling her oil, paying off the debt, and living on a budget. God blessed her faithfulness. And if your trust is wavering due to credit card debt, Christian credit counselors will help. They'll create a debt management plan specifically for your needs. For more information, visit crown.org/CCC. That's crown.org/CCC.